Diego Lopez. I just wanted to call and get your reaction to Bush's speech and his plans. Sounds like he's going to militarize the border between the United States and Mexico. What is your reaction to that?
Well, he's becoming more and more an expert of doublespeak. On the one hand, he talks about sending 6,000 National Guard troops to the border, and on the other hand, he says that does not constitute militarization of the border. And in fact, that's exactly what it constitutes. It would essentially be a redeployment of National Guard troops that have circulated through the wars in Iran, Iraq, Kosovo, and would now be redeployed in another form of low-intensity war along the U.S.-Mexico border. In addition to that, he pronounced his favor with local law enforcement officers being deployed as agents and immigration authorities and local jurisdictions being reimbursed by the federal government for such enforcement. So it doesn't only constitute militarization at the border, but militarization in the interior. And we absolutely repudiate it as an affront to the national integrity of the Republic of Mexico and an affront, a moral and political affront, to all Mexicans on both sides of the border and all Latin Americans.
You were part of the March 25th coalition, which put millions of people in the streets here in LA. And it seems that he's listening to the Minutemen instead of the millions that came out.
The momentum from the mobilizations of millions of people throughout the country has created a solid momentum in favor of legalization of the 12 million undocumented in the United States. That has weakened the political right and created division within the Republican Party. And the pressure on Bush, however, is for more enforcement. So his pronouncements yesterday of an enforcement character go to address the pressure he's receiving from the political right, while at the same time nudging members of his own party and the Senate to come up with a immigration reform legislation to his liking. What he has proposed looks like, smells like the Hegel-Martinez supposed compromise, and that's already been repudiated by the millions who have marched in unison proclaiming no separation of families and demanding full legalization for all the undocumented. So we're opposed, adamantly opposed to any separation of families and any compromise of the character that's being cooked up by the Democratic and Republican parties at this juncture. That would include a form of guest worker program and sanctions and other enforcement measures that would weaken or eliminate the legal rights of immigrants in the United States.
Right. Do you think he's just gone ahead by executive order and instituted some of the things that were in the proposed legislation just by just doing an end run around the whole democratic process?
My understanding is that he has the authority to redeploy National Guard troops, but he would need a congressional approval of a budget allocation for the 6,000 new border patrol agents that he declared that he will seek and eventually incorporate into the Border Patrol by 2008.
I see. Is your organization planning any protests to counter these announcements that he's made recently?
We're calling for demonstrations. In fact, the first one will begin tomorrow in San Francisco on Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer to demand that they oppose any compromise in the Senate. Our view is that nothing good can come from this Congress. Whatever is cooked up in the Senate will have repressive enforcement measures when it is met in the conference committee. It'll come out only worse than what the conference committee receives from the Senate, and so a no bill is better than a bad bill this year, and we're opposing any compromise on that score.
In terms of immigration and the current law, and what are the things that your organization thinks would be better and fair and
well, let me clarify something else for you that we're very concerned about. The National Immigration Forum, based in Washington, D.C., the National Council for La Raza, the National Office of LULAC, and the International Leadership of the Service Employees International Union. We're very concerned, these folks from the We Are America Alliance, we're very concerned about the their efforts to split the immigrant rights movement by working for a compromise of the Hagel-Martinez legislation. Which would be a tacit betrayal of the immigrant community because it would result in division of families, an elimination of legal rights, and a guest worker program.
So do you see this We Are America group as sort of a...
We Are America Alliance is the Trojan horse for the Democratic Party in the immigrant communities, seeking to shove a compromise down our throats.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to co-opt the protest movement that you started.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely, and directed towards a compromise of the Hagel-Martinez type.
I see. Well, that's unfortunate. Do you think that people are falling for it, or?
It's creating a lot of confusion, but we believe within the next month, and hopefully it's not too late, that we'll be able to clarify that for the community.
Well, it sounds like an important task. Anything else that you'd like to add that is...
No, I think that's mainly it. We're calling for full legalization, nothing less than full legalization. Of all those that are in the United States. No employer sanctions, no militarization of the border, and no guest worker program.
What kind of system would you be in favor of in terms of the border?
Well, the systems that have worked for our country over historically. The legalization program that occurred in 1986 legalized 3 million people. It wasn't punitive. It wasn't costly. Those 3 million were integrated into the mainstream of American life. Most of them are now citizens. It was a relatively smooth process. We don't see why it could not work again, since there's historical precedent for this. And in terms of future workers, there's no reason why our country could not issue a sufficient number of visas for available jobs people could register in their country of origin for those positions, and after 3 years of working in the United States with a clean record, should be offered the opportunity to legalize their status, as has occurred in other historical periods in the development of our country. Those individuals should be accorded all the rights of any other worker, and protections, so that especially the right to organize into a union, so that way the wage rate or work standard of native-born workers will not be prejudiced.
Right. What do you think are some of the root causes for people trying to come into this country?
Well, they're more complex than what Lou Dobbs would have us believe. It's basically there's a historical role of immigration in the history of the development of the United States, but of the last 15 years, the influx, predominantly from Mexico, is attributed to globalization premised on the North American Free Trade Agreement that has ruined more than 3 million small farmers in Mexico who do not receive the $12 billion annual subsidy that U.S. taxpayers provide to U.S. corporate agribusiness. And therefore put them at a much favorable competitive advantage over the small Mexican farmer who has thrown off his land and now seeks to earn a living in the United States where there's a high demand for his labor. So it's globalization coming home to roost, and it's not going to end anytime soon.
Yeah. Why do you think that the president chose to militarize the border between the United States and Mexico, but doesn't seem to be sending any troops to the border between the United States and Canada?
Well, I mean, it's a patently racist policy.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
It's a patently racist policy, you know, that looks to the south. And but at the same time, he calls for permitting literally hundreds of thousands of Mexican guest workers to come into the United States to do the grunt labor and receive nothing in exchange and to be expelled from the country. So it's a double racist policy that on the one hand seeks to militarize the border to prevent people from coming in and on the other hand regularize their entrance to provide servitude labor,
right,
that would end up weakening wage standards and union organization for existing workers of the United States.
Right. Well, it's quite a struggle. And well, I'm really happy that all the work you've done and the people you've been able to mobilize, it's been really amazing to watch.
Yeah, and that's the answer, you know, that masses of workers that are transfixed by these policies, you know, take matters into their own hands, you know, and organize for their own defense and their own social advancement. So,
right.
Yeah, we have some surprises for this administration.
Well, they've been full of surprises, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me.
Absolutely.